Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, the surface of this subject is not going to be clear to you at the beginning, because we're going into deeper territories in the spirit. I think the church needs to go into deeper territory in the spirit. And this morning, we're going to talk about unfolding your supernatural partnership with the Holy Ghost. And two words there, supernatural partnership with the Holy Ghost. We're going to turn our Bible to John 14, but I'm going to give you a specific definition of the supernatural. Unfolding our supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. Supernatural, let's look at this. Supernatural is living in the partnership of the Holy Spirit, position for miracles, signs, and wonders. So the Lord wants to position you for miracles, signs, and wonders by recognizing that you are supernatural and that you're connected to the supernatural partnership with the Holy Spirit. So living in partnership of the Holy Spirit, position for miracles, signs, and wonders, the purposes of God is first place in your life. God's presence, power, and provision are always with you. No, don't take that on the surface. Don't take it on the surface. That you're always, miracles are always available to you. Signs and wonders always available to me as a child of God, but not in the flesh, not in ceremonies, but you have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Now here in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 12. Now, because of a lack of understanding that supernatural partnership has not been flowing as it should. And so, as we aim to bring you into a deeper dimension of the Spirit and a clear relationship with God. So we have to just pause and let the Holy Spirit do what he want to do in you this morning. But he want to bring you somewhere. We don't want just read the scripture. We want the scripture to read us. All right? Now in John 14, Jesus is the speaker, the 12th verse. Look what he says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he going to sit around and wait for me to do everything. The works that I do, shall he do also. You mean to tell me Jesus is saying we can do the same work he did? Yes, come on, somebody answer me.
Yes, sir.
And you don't even believe it. You see what I'm saying? What he's saying here, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. No, he says, so the pastor,
no.
The apostle, and the prophet.
No.
The works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Amen.
Who are you talking about?
Jesus.
No, look back in the scripture. Who are you talking about? No, who are you talking about? Thank you, sir. Come on, everybody get that. He that believeth. How many believers in here? How many believers I got here? All right, I'm going to read that verse again because I don't want us to pass that verse not seeing what he's saying through traditional drifting.
Yes, sir.
I can't have no traditional drifting in here this morning. I want the Holy Spirit to be able to wrap his arm around you and tell you I'm talking to you. Your life and your lifestyle changes this morning.
Yes, sir.
You're going to become stronger. Your weak areas are going to disappear. You're going to begin functioning like a child of God.
Yes.
Anybody in agreement with me?
Yes, sir.
But we got to yield to the Spirit. What I say, we got to yield to who?
The Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is here, but we cannot surface drift this morning. We cannot drift on, I've been to church. No, we need God to speak to us and to assure us that we have an assignment and we're well able to do it. We're well able to do it. All right, go back in that 12th verse again. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, got believers in the house, believers online, right? Believers on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. I'm paying for everything. I'm paying for all your victory. I've paid for you to be supernatural. I've paid for you to be happy when things going wrong. I've paid for you to have peace when there's trouble all around you. It's already paid for. You got to reach for it. You got to let the Spirit flow. You got to take it, but it's already yours.
Yes.
Right now, whatever you're dealing with, sitting here right now, whatever is vexing you right now, you're going to deal with it this morning. Because you got the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, living. You better talk for yourself. Living. I said living. See, I want to get it stirred up on the inside of you. Not just a church member, not just coming to church, but something should happen here this morning. You taking on your supernatural partnership, that means that miracles, signs, and wonders are at your fingertips. You powerful. Bible said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What a privilege. What an opportunity. You're not just a human being. You're a supernatural being. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, lives on the inside of you. Say, the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. I'm losing him this morning. Hallelujah. Sit down. Let's read this verse again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And look at verse 13 now. What whatsoever mean? Why you keep asking and not getting no answer? You got this voice. You got to get this voice. Whatsoever you should ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And you shall ask, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now Jesus talking about his name. So there's a combination of Jesus' name and the power of the Holy Ghost working in you all the time. Jesus' name and the power of the Holy Ghost. What I said, Jesus? How many of y'all come to learn something? How many of you all ready to improve your life and everybody around you? Well, it's in the spirit realm. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my spirit. And so all the intercessory prayer and all the praise that have been prayed, praise that have been sung here this morning, the intercessory prayer that have been prayed for this service, and the hours that I prayed to come here and minister to you, and the hours you have prayed to receive, let it happen.
Yes, sir.
Just yield to the Holy Ghost this morning.
Yes, sir.
You know what we're talking about? We're talking about unfolding your supernatural partnership with the Holy Ghost. Those scriptures I read, that's what they're talking about. Go to John 16 now. Go to John 16. You're going to see it again. John 16, right over, turn the page. Verse 12, John 16, 12. And I want to, oh my Lord, I want to emphasize this 12th verse this morning. I want to make it alive this morning that I think something's going to happen in here. I think we're getting deeper. I think we're getting beyond just emotion and going to let the Holy Spirit minister to us. That be okay?
Yes, sir.
This 12 verse is talking about a time that you live in. That voice had been answered. That voice really not talking to you right now.
No, it's not.
Is it? You still living in that voice?
No,
sir. Oh. You can't bear what he say to you? Come on, talk to me up in here. I have yet many things to say to you. Jesus was talking ahead of time here, but you cannot bear them now. Let's go beyond that voice today. That you be in a position to be able to handle whatever thing he says to you, because you believe that he is faithful,
yes,
and that he'll never fail you.
Yes.
If he says something to you this morning, you wrap it under your arm and leave out there with it,
yes,
and live it.
Yes.
I don't want you just to get happy in here this morning. I want you to get exposed to happening,
yes,
that the enemy cannot take from you. Look what he's saying here. Look what he's saying here. You got to look with me a minute here before I can get into this thing. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Because you're on the other side of this voice.
Yes,
you can bear spiritual things.
Yes,
you can bear insight and revelation. You can turn left when 14,000 people turning right because you know God told you to go that way. So God, I'm ready for him to say some stuff to me. How many of y'all ready for God to say some stuff to you? He said, I got many things to say, but now we're in a territory where he can say it. He want to say something to you this morning. Are you listening? Watch what I say now, because I think he's setting us up this morning. Routine ruins revelation. If you routinely at church this morning, you're going to miss the revelation. Rituals. And there's nothing regular about God. When he revealed himself here this morning, I wonder if you're going to be in on it. Some of y'all didn't say nut. Now, in the other position, the position that you're in because you're a child of God, let's go to the 13th verse now. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth is come, is he here?
Yes.
What are you here for? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He shall glorify me, For he shall receive of mine, shall show it unto you. Look at verse 15. Read it. Oh, my goodness. Unfolding your supernatural partnership with the Holy Ghost. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. For a moment, I want to let you know your life has been interrupted and how to stop the interruption in your supernatural life. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, or 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I don't know where I'm going, but we're going somewhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it second or first? Y'all know? Y'all don't know, huh? Might do it myself, huh? It's all right. I got it. When you get your answer, write it down. You're going to get it this morning. See, I'm a preaching pause this morning. Let the Holy Spirit say something. I'll get it. This type of preaching here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, can he preach?
Yes,
sir. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3, I want to say. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Y'all turn them Bibles and get them verses. Don't be sitting here like you had the voice. Because I can't get nothing in you like that. Don't sit there looking around like you're reading. You ain't reading. You're in Amos somewhere. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now look at verse 4. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, before you do that, in verse 6, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, you cannot do verse 6 without doing the one before that. You got to be ready to move in the Spirit. Say, I'm ready to move in the Spirit.
I'm ready to move in the Spirit.
I'm ready to yield to the Holy Spirit.
I'm ready to yield to the Holy Spirit.
What the enemy wants to do is send you to church in the flesh. Come in the flesh with your dress on and your suit on and leave in the flesh. He don't want you to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you about that sickness trying to get in your body, about your finances not acting right, about your marriage not right, or your children not acting right. He don't want you to get a word from God. He wants you to just come like you are and leave like you are. But we're not going to let it happen this morning. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I tell you, my preaching going to change.
Yes, sir.
I want to get deeper.
Yes, sir.
I want to get closer. I mean, anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
I want to go farther. Anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
I want to hear what he's saying. Anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
I want to do what he's saying. Anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
I want to know I've been in his presence.
Yes,
ha, 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 ha.
Yes, sir.
Don't get scared. Them solemn moments kind of shake you up. Say something else. No, somebody else walking in here. Holy Spirit is in here. Angels are in here. Ready to do something great. Mighty in your life.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to tell you the sevenfold attack must be stopped. The sevenfold attack must be stopped for us to really get the flow in the Spirit and hear what God is saying to us and change situation in our lives supernaturally. changing things. You're going to be able to change things supernaturally in your life. Things, circumstances that don't seem like they can be changed. But you're going to move in a glory and a power that's going to change those things supernaturally. Supernatural changes come into my life this morning. Things I've tried to change in the natural didn't move, but supernaturally the Holy Ghost is about to move some things in my life. The Holy Ghost is about, ha, 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 ha. I tell you right now, I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. I'm expecting something great to happen.
I'm expecting something great to happen.
Right now. Let me get to a part of this. Let me get those seven things. I want you to write them down. What's blocking you from functioning in the supernatural like you should? Thoughts. Feeling. Emotion. Imaginations. What's the next one? Unconsciousness. Satan trying to lock you unconscious in your mind. Look at Romans 9, 1. Yes, sir. Try to keep you unconscious, unaware, uninformed of who you are and what you really can do. Yes, he wants to keep you unconscious. He wants you to be a regular churchgoer, but with no revelation. Apostle Paul said, I tell the truth, my lie not. My conscience. Romans 9, 1. Bear witness with the Holy Ghost. How conscious will you be of God the next 2 hours from now? Can God get off your mind to eat? No, I eat with him on my mind. You never let God present, be absent, to put him off for something else. Always take him everywhere you go. Be conscious. Be aware that I'm in a supernatural arena here. I got God around me. Always conscious of God. You haven't lived yet if you're not conscious of him all the time. Lies, that's another one of the seven, and fear. Thoughts, feeling. How many of you are with me? Emotion, imagination, unconsciousness, lies, and fear. Let me read this to you. Removing all supernatural blocking. We must know how the enemy is blocking us from the supernatural lifestyle. Once you find out and begin to deal with it properly, the supernatural will be turned on like a fire hose from heaven. Turn to Matthew 3:11. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Whew. Whew. Somebody come here with a problem this morning. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody come here with no joy this morning. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody come here with no peace this morning. Help me, Holy Ghost. You send them here. Let them get their peace. No matter what's going on. Ha, 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 ha. Matthew 3:11, you see that?
Yes, sir.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes are not worthy to bear. Here's what I want you to see. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yes, sir.
When the last time you felt the Holy Ghost and fire? He shall baptize you.
Yes.
with the Holy Ghost and fire. When that happens, you feel regular no more. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Not just with the Holy Ghost and fire. Thank you, Father God. Look at John 7:37. You got a flow in your life? You need to get in the flow. Out of your belly. John 7:37. Talk to me here. See, baptized with fire and got an overflow going on. Every now and then you want to dance a little bit. Running with nobody behind you. Full of joy. Full of glory. Full of peace. Hallelujah. No, we don't have no regular church. Ain't nothing regular about church because you're coming in the presence of the living God. Anything could happen up in there this morning. We got to yield to him. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire. I want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire right now. I dare you tell him, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire right now. I want the rivers to start flowing out of me right now. I don't want to wait till I get to heaven. I need the rivers flowing right now. Let the rivers flow. Wash out worry. Wash out weariness. Wash out the enemy. 7:37. Look at that, John 7:37. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell three people I'm going to get my answer today. God, you might need to put God dog it in it. God dog it, I'm going to get my answer today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unfolding your supernatural partnership with the Holy Ghost. In other words, whatever the Holy Ghost can do, I can do it. The Holy Ghost empowered me to act just like God, to act just like Jesus. The Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. I'm going to stop trying to act things out. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost tell me what to do. Everything about to turn around in my life right now because I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by his spirit. I'm about to handle this thing supernaturally. I'm about to walk supernatural. Talk supernatural, live supernatural, sing supernatural, pray supernatural. I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Ask your neighbor, are you baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire? I hear somebody say, I'm scared, let's get out of here. I'm scared. I want regular church. I don't want this. This man talking about being baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Right here today. Then out of your belly. Look at John 7:37. Flow. Rivers of living water. He says in that day, put it back in that verse 7:37, because I want him to catch it. I want him to catch it. I might close right here. I dare you say this is the day.
This is the day.
Say it again.
This is the day.
Say it again.
This is the day.
All right, read the verse now. Look at the 38th verse. What that mean? Out of his belly shall flow. You mean out of his belly shall flow river? What that mean? What when you talk about your belly, what are you talking about? Out of your spirit shall flow what? River or river?
Rivers.
Rivers of living water, right? Now, if you got any doubt about it, go to the next verse. If you had any doubt, let's go to the, but this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given yet, but he's given now. Because Jesus is glorified. How many of y'all know Jesus is glorified? Well, Jesus glorified, them rivers of living water is flowing out of you every day. Every day the Spirit is flowing through Leroy. Every day you call your own name. Every day, call your name. Every day the Spirit of God is flowing through Leroy. Rivers! Now the Lord told me to ask you a question. What are you worried about then? Why are you weighted down with that little situation? Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. That's what I come here for this morning. Let the rivers flow. Hallelujah. Young men, y'all be changing this service this morning. Y'all get a taste of it. Y'all get a taste of the presence of God. Change your life. Get a taste of the presence of God. Not just information, but not just revelation, but impartation. Partakers of the Holy Ghost. I'm a partaker of the Holy Ghost. I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. And it's supernatural. Turn, I'm gonna show you. Sit down, turn to Hebrews 2. Because I gotta look at these two verses before I close. Hebrews chapter 2. If you don't do something about it, you're gonna be normal like everybody else. Hebrews 2 for a minute. You're a miracle carrier. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it, I'm a miracle carrier.
I'm a miracle carrier.
Girl, you ain't saying nothing. You talking to the other girl. Talk to me. I'm a miracle carrier.
I'm a miracle carrier.
She ain't your preacher. I'm your preacher right now. Talk to her in the car. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get something in you here. I'm trying to, God sent you here. I'm trying to get something to happen in your life like never happened before. I'm trying to position you. You can handle every situation that come up in your life. You won't know what to do. You shouldn't have never let you come here. You leave here packing. What do you say? Oh, no, he says something else to me. He says, all your blessings that have been sitting on the rack will be taken off today. Your name is on it, but you didn't know how to take it off the rack. But after the day, you will be overrun with blessing. Just listen a few more minutes. Just listen. Just pay attention. It's not by me, it's by the Holy Ghost. Just listen. There's a stirring in here. You're unfolding your supernatural partnership with the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Holy Ghost knows, you know. Whatever the Holy Ghost can do, you can do it. And the Holy Ghost is God. What chapuna? Nah. What? Yeah, but hey. Just, you know, don't cut up too bad, but just jump a little bit. Just jump. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Now sit down. Don't miss these voices. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just go on, slap the hell out the devil. Hallelujah.
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 Take your hand off of me.
Take your hand off me.
Off my children.
Off my grandchildren.
Off my grandchildren. Take your hand off my wife.
Oh,
my husband, take your hand off him. Y'all better speak up. I've got something happening here. Y'all better speak up. God working on something. Y'all better speak up. There's some things y'all need change. God is changing it. Just go ahead and repeat when I tell you. Say it when I tell you. Say it. The knife is out. The sword is out. You don't supposed to be catching hell. You're supposed to be catching heaven. Now, I'm going to ask a question. We're going to read the scripture. What's supposed to be following me? What been following you? What's supposed to be following you? This morning we're gonna come to a clear conclusion that what's gonna follow you the rest of your days after the day is gonna be different. Let's look at Hebrews 2. But you it can't follow you automatically. You got to be in on it.
Yes.
I'm about to get in on it. You see verse 2, verse 1 in chapter 2. Verse 1 is important. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Why? That's it. Anytime we let them what?
Slip.
You see it?
Yes.
But if the word spoken by angels will steadfast, and every transgression, and every disobedience receive a just recompense of reward, reward. You're supposed to be rewarded for coming here today. Any church you go to and you're not rewarded, don't go no more. You ought to receive a reward for coming here today. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ. How should we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now stop the neglectation, which is the first beginning to be spoken by the Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Now notice verse 4. This is what's supposed to be following you. God also bearing them witness both with signs. I want you to know every one of them is plural. Signs and wonders, divers, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. That's what's supposed to be following you. But go back to verse 1 now. Come here just to hear a good sound. Just hear a good hum, but don't have no revelation. What's supposed to be following you? Look at, wait, hold on. Look, some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Just stand up there. I'm trying to get it in you. What's supposed to be following you? Right there in the Bible. Now, let me ask you something. Don't lie. What's been following you? Internet? upset. Every challenge that come against your life is open the door for a sign. That you can testify what good thing the Lord had done for me. The doctor couldn't do it, the lawyer couldn't do it, nor the professor. But God stepped in and had done it for me supernaturally. They say the doctor said we can't do no more. The lawyer said we're going to lose the case. But somebody else walked in and said, wait a minute, I got something to say about this. This is my child. This is my daughter. This is my son. I'm going to do something supernatural in her life. Can you see the difference? When everybody else said nothing else can be done, then God step in. And ask you, what way you want to go? How you want to go? Yes. Anybody get an answer?
Yes, sir.
I believe the Holy Ghost ministers to you.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost has no stop signs on him. He'll make another road.
Yes.
I heard the old Baptist preacher say, you make a way. Glory.
Glory.
Go to Hebrews 4. Sit down. I'm a clue. Stop letting all this stuff slip from you. Meditate the word when you're at home. Talk to God. You see what I'm saying? When you're by yourself, talk to God. Tell him thank you. Don't go by your feeling. Every now and then the feeling gonna come. But just always stay in contact with him. In him I live. I move and I have my being. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice that in Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, entering into his rest. Why are you so unrestful? I'll tell you why. What is that? What is Matthew 11? 27? Turn there. Because some of y'all haven't fully come yet. Come unto me, all ye that. What was it, Matthew 11? What verse? That's what I thought. 28. But it's 27. Yeah, because if you try to go there without revelation, you're not going to get there. You can't go there by reading. Put it on the board, son. Matthew 11, 27. I'm going to close there because I want you to see this. We're talking about revelation here. We're not talking about reading. We're talking about you got to walk in revelation. All things delivered unto me of my Father. Look at it, verse 27. And no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father, save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So it's got to be a revealing, you understand?
Yeah.
Revealing. Then you go to the next verse now. Then you go. Then come unto me. See, you can't come without revelation. You can't come by just reading that verse. See, I read that verse, 28 verse, many years. And one day the Holy Spirit said, listen, to go into that 28 verse, you're going to have the 27. Revelation is what puts you in the presence of God. Not religion. Not ritual. All right, come unto me, all you that live in heavy land, I will give you rest. Now, but you come by what?
Revelation.
Go to the next verse. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find what?
Rest.
Where?
Your soul.
For my yoke
is easy.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Man. Go back to Hebrews 4. Let me try to close. Help me, somebody. Let us therefore, verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. And you shall see him become short of it. Every time you complain, you're coming short of it. You're not in Revelation. You're in Satan reality. For unto us was the gospel preached as well to them, but the word preached did not profit them. The word preached did not profit them. The word preached did not profit them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Man. Knowing how to keep your thoughts filled with the abundant life. John 10:10. Ephesians 3:20. Philippians 2:5 and 8. I'm come that you might have life. The thief comes up and steal. How does the thief steal? Put your hand right here. No. How does the thief steal? Not through no authority. Somebody say authority? Thoughts. No, put your hand up there. Y'all don't want to put your hand up there because this the thing been messing y'all up. Y'all don't want to put your hand up. I ain't putting my hand down. I'm too proud. I finished college. Jeez. That's how I put your hand up. We ain't talking about no college. This way trying to mess with you at your thoughts. All right, don't let him have it. Pull down stronghold, cast down imagination, every high thing. Let me ask you a question for my clothing. Let me ask you a question. What been the biggest problem in your life? What gets you upset? Well, you ain't gonna say nothing. How about that time you thought about something that didn't even exist? You been there, we've been there. Thought you had something, you didn't have it. You had a hurt in your chest, you thought you had a heart attack. Whoa! And it was your muscles.